Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Paul Douglas back with you. Happy Thursday. Jordana is... She's in the zip code. She's at the Mayo Clinic getting another round of chemo, getting ready for a bone marrow transplant, and they just whisked her off for an ultrasound. And DJ and I kind of looked at each other like, what? Wait, what? What? I think it has to do with her kidney. She's having some kidney issues, and I think that's what they're scanning right now. So, yeah, don't read too much into that ultrasound, but... She's doing okay, considering all the crap she's going through right now, and she's a warrior, and she puts on a very tough exterior. I know how much this is affecting her, but every day she finds a way to bring her A game, even as she's being treated for leukemia. And what strange times, right? I saw this on social media, DJ, and it spoke to me. Is it just me, or does it feel like 2020, 2021, and 2022 were written by Stephen King, directed by Quentin Tarantino, with a soundtrack from Yoko Ono? Have you heard Yoko sing?
Yeah, holy cow. That's
well, yeah.
Too soon, Paul. Too soon.
Too soon? I know. But that
yeah, that's true.
I think that sums it up pretty well. Yeah, Stephen King. So an update on Ukraine. Russian forces appear to be regrouping. No sign really that they are retreating back into Russia. Heavy shelling continuing in the eastern part of Ukraine today. The Russian military appears to be shifting focus to the Donbass region, a politically murky area of Ukraine controlled by Russian separatists. Ukrainian lawmakers visiting the U.S. said that Russia's overtures at peace talks earlier this week were a smokescreen so their forces could regroup and re-strategize. DJ, do you have somebody in your life that only tells you what you want to hear, not what you need to know? Are there any of those people in your life, or do people pretty much give it to you straight? Katrina doesn't sugarcoat it, right?
Well,
something's wrong, she'll tell you.
Sure, certainly Katrina doesn't. I think the answer to that is, the people close to me, I believe, tell to me straight, at least in things that matter. But I think anybody, if you have acquaintances, well, certainly if you have an acquaintance, they're not necessarily going to tell you the hard-hitting facts about your life. That's why it's important to have close, trusted friends that'll tell it to you straight. And I know you're about to talk about Vladimir Putin and the advice he's getting. And, you just wonder, are the people that he's surrounding him with, are they really, close friends that are telling him the right things, or, maybe not as close as he thought?
Well, they, or maybe they just don't want to make him angry for fear of what an angry Vladimir Putin could do, Firing would be the least of their concerns, being sent to a gulag or worse. I don't know. There's growing concern among America's intelligence agencies that Putin's staff is afraid to tell him what's really happening. They are afraid to give him updates on what's really going wrong. I mean, reports of Russians shooting down their own aircraft, sabotaging their equipment, surrendering, in some cases fleeing back to Russia. Vladimir Putin massively misjudged the situation in ordering the invasion of Ukraine. And by now, maybe he does know how poorly things are going for Russian forces, even though his closest advisors are trying to hide the truth from him. That, according to the head of Britain's spy services, Sir Jeremy Fleming, said that Putin, who's a former KGB officer, was caught completely flat-footed by what happened. Quote, "It's clear he misjudged the resistance of the Ukrainian people. He overestimated the ability of his military to secure a rapid victory." And we've seen, again, these Russian soldiers short of weapons and food, low morale, refusing to carry out orders, in some cases sabotaging their own equipment, and at least in one case, I think accidentally shooting down their own aircraft. And then there are other experts who think that maybe Putin is really smarter than everybody else, and what he's really doing is a smokescreen to take over eastern Ukraine, which, second to Norway, has the biggest reserves of natural gas in Europe. And that at the end of the day, this is all about energy and owning those natural gas fields that are on land and also just offshore in far southeastern Ukraine. So is this all just a big energy heist? Who knows? But all we know is that America will tap its strategic stash of oil. President Biden releasing 1 million barrels of oil every day from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to lower high energy prices. And we'll see if it makes a difference with gas. It, it's supply and demand. You put more supply into the markets, and in theory, the price should come down. But we will see in reality if that's the case. Lots and lots of stuff going on this weekend, including an e-bike convention, which I'm very interested in. The one and only Todd Walker will have details next. Paul Douglas, Jordana Green. George's getting an ultrasound right now at the Mayo Clinic. They are concerned about her kidneys. I mean, she's getting some heavy-duty chemo, and so, yeah. What a surreal, surreal time for Jordana and for all of us who love her and track her and want her to get better quickly. But she's in and out of her room. They whisk her around for tests, and she's trying to do a radio show. And I give her credit for trying to have some normalcy, right? And I think it takes her mind off what she's going through. Good to have a purpose. Good to have a focus. And thank you for lifting her up, for your prayers, and for your words of conviction and support. I know it means a lot to Jor. Every Thursday at this time, Todd Walker joins us with suggestions on some of the cool stuff, the coolest stuff, the stuff that the cool kids are doing this weekend. And Todd often joins us from a bathroom just for privacy to be able to have a conversation with us on the air because he's a moving target. Todd Walker, welcome back.
Hello, Paul. Hello, David. Yes, as you can probably hear the echo in here,
yes.
I'm downtown St. Paul, right across from the courthouse. One of our avid listeners invited us down to try the fish fry, and the restaurant was pretty loud, so I said, well, I've got to find some place to make this call. So it's Todd's Tales from the Toilet, once again, as I'm hoping, and it's a very, very, very public bathroom, and I am staring at the door right now, crossing my fingers and my legs, and hoping that nobody comes in the door. But yes, that's where I'm at. So do you want to start with fish fries? Because that's why I'm here.
Daddy, there's a crazy man in the bathroom. That's okay. You're just doing your job. Yeah, let's start with fish fry. It is tis the season.
Yes, and hey, and Tales from the Toilet. I think I shared this with Jordana, but I was at the Chanhassen, and a woman said, shouldn't you be in the bathroom someplace? And sure enough, there's somebody that hears me from the toilet. So yes, that's where I'm back. And right now, I am down at Grey Duck, downtown St. Paul, and one of our listeners, Ryan Fider, said, all right, you're out there trying these fish fries. I can guarantee you that ours is one of the best. And so I said, you know, I'm going to take you up on that. So I came down here to try his fish fry. I have sent you a picture of it. I sent DJ a picture of it and Jordana. And I sent you a picture of the bathroom I'm in right now. But yes, so they're doing a fish fry, and it is $18.95, and it is Grey Duck vodka and Ham's beer makes up the batter.
Wow.
And I just tried it, and it is very good. And once again, you can go out to msdmag.com/fishfryfaceoff and check out all of the suggestions. And I appreciate everybody sending me. I can't make them all, guys, to our listeners. I certainly can't. I'm getting them from Scandia. I'm getting them from Ham Lake. I got one yesterday. Come on out and try our fish fry. We have the very best one. So I'm doing my best, getting through as many as I can. We might do a recap at the end of Lent season of all the fish fries. But
Todd,
that's what we'll do.
I'm impressed how many you have done. And so just keep do your best, but don't have a nervous breakdown about fish fries. It's just not worth it. As much as we love our fish fries, tell us about the women's basketball Final Four at Target Center. There are still tickets left, right?
Oh, man, Paul, this, I had to lead with this one. It's the women's, of course, basketball Final Four happening at Target Center. It hasn't been here for so many years. It's all weekend long. You're going to see so many college hoops fans coming down to support the women's Final Four. Tickets are still – I went out and looked all over in preparing for the show today, and there are some tickets out there. It's going to be great. The game lineup is Friday, South Carolina versus Louisville, and that's at 6 o'clock. Followed by Stanford versus UConn. And a Hopkins native is one of the star players for UConn, as I'm sure you've talked about on the show. So, you know, she that was a nail-biting final game, but it's great to see her back here and playing. So that's happening all weekend long. There are so many fan festivities that are happening. I've included a link to the NCAA Women's Final Four that there's just so many free events that people can take part in. Just sharing this excitement of this great event that's coming to Target Center. So check it out and go down and support the Women's Final Four. So that's all weekend long. Now, Paul, in the time we have remaining, if you don't jump on the one that I specifically found for you, my friend, is happening at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Yes, the e-bikes. Yes.
Yes. When I saw this, I was like, I don't care how much time we have in this show. I've got to squeeze this one in there. And as we do every week, we'll be posting all of the different events that are happening around town. But if you've been thinking about an e-bike, if you have an e-bike, or you're just, you know, intrigued by the whole world of e-bikes, this is the first time this has happened, and it's called the E-Bike Challenge, and it's happening at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It's running all weekend long from 10 till 5. Tickets are $6 in advance, $10 at the door, and you can go down there, you can buy a bike. You know, a lot of these shows, you know, you can't even walk away with the merchandise. This one, you can actually go down there. They're going to be selling bikes. They're going to be having test areas where you can go out and you can, you know, go out and see what it's like to be on an e-bike. Mm-hmm. You know, all the different styles, all the experts are going to be down there. They have activities for kids as well. So I think this is really going to be fun. If I can squeeze it in this weekend, I'm going to go down there. But Paul, you're an e-bike owner, so isn't this intriguing to you?
Yeah, we splurged for Christmas. I bought my wife one from Greg LeMond.
Oh, wow.
Former Minnesotan who builds an amazing bike right now. He builds these in Knoxville, Tennessee, and they're lightweight, carbon fiber. And then I went down to REI, got one for me, which is perfectly fine. The prices are coming down. They can be spendy, but man, it changes how you think about going for a bike ride. And I find I just go farther because I have that assist if I need it. But it feels like cheating sometimes. But
yeah. I love it. I've only done it once, Paul. I was in on a travel assignment, and I was in the Black Forest and rented an e-bike and toured through the entire Black Forest along the Seine River, which was pretty amazing.
Wow.
The Rhine River, I'm sorry. So it was beautiful. So that was my first time. But you're right. I would turn it on, and then I'd be like, no, I need the exercise. But wow, it just changes the way you can get around the different areas. So I'm a big supporter. I can't imagine not driving my scooter, and I know DJ is a big scooter supporter as well. But e-bike might be my next one. Are there any other ones on your phone that are jumping out at you in the time we have remaining?
Yeah, I want to talk about Free First Saturday at the Walker, and also tell us about Michael Feinstein coming to town. That's a big deal.
Yeah. That's a big deal. He's just amazing. If you're a fan of that music, the Crooners, and the Great American Songbook, Michael Feinstein is going to be at the Dakota all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Tickets start at $48. And he just sings just all those standards that you've loved throughout the years. And mm-hmm. He's been around for a long time, a great performer. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not, Paul, but he's amazing. Yeah, I like him. I mentioned him to some of my friends that were like, yeah, I've never heard of him. I think he's amazing. So that is happening at the Dakota. Get your tickets. I did check right before the show. Tickets are still available. So check that out. And then, yeah, down at the Walker Arts Center, it's Free First Saturday. And this is just a really great event. And it's still going to be a little bit chilly this weekend. So if you want to get your kids out there and do some, an activity, go down to the Walker, check it out. They have programmed so many different things for kids to do. And it's completely free. So you bring the kids, let them run wild inside the Walker. And, let the programmers there create the activity. So that's a lot of fun. A lot of my friends have gone down there and done that. So those
Absolutely.
Are some great events. And, of course, Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Bon Jovi. Yeah, Bon Jovi is going to be at the XL Energy Center. And I was shocked. I had to double check this because they said the tickets, when I looked at it, they said the tickets were starting as low as like $15.
What?
Which seems really super low. Yeah, you might want to double check that. But I looked at the XL Energy Center's website, and I there was as low as $15. So that's pretty inexpensive, but that would be a great show, too. So going to be a fun weekend in the Twin Cities, and of course you've got to support our Minnesota United. They're playing too, so it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, I was just over at Allianz Field. Oh my gosh, unbelievable! I want to try each and every one of those beers that they have there. But what an amazing venue, Todd. I appreciate you. Thank you for the update. And Tales from the Toilet sounds like a really bad coffee table book. I'm not sure it would sell. It might sell.
It might sell, but here we go, Paul. You ready for my sign-off?
Yes. The flush. Oh, that was a good one. That was robust. That was good.
That was a strong flush.
All right.
I'm going to get out of this.
Wash your hands, okay?
Okay, take care. See you later, DJ. See you later, Paul. And take care of yourself, Jordana. We're all praying for you, my love.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Appreciate you, Todd. Todd Walker, the one and only. When we come back, I got a gift yesterday when I came into the studio. Some maple syrup, homemade maple syrup from DJ. And we're going to have a quiz. How much do you know about maple syrup? That's up next. Oh, it's time. I didn't know we could even do a quiz about maple syrup. I didn't know that was allowed. But we can
How
do
about
it.
The fact that... How about the fact that we just did a kidney ultrasound during the commercial break in the last few segments, and I'm back? So,
yeah,
hi.
It's amazing. It's magic.
I'm tweeting it out, by the way.
Your ultrasound?
I'm tweeting out. I took a very short video during my kidney ultrasound at the Mayo Clinic. And, yeah. So there we go. You get to see a little of the inside baseball that's happening during Todd Walker's segment.
So, I mean, did they... How soon do you get the results back? Were they oohing and aahing at the ultrasound in real time?
They were like kids, you know, doing the text. They seemed so young to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were kids. And then I kept looking for the baby, but that was the only ultrasound I've had in the past.
Did they use, like, the goo to, like, have it slide over your skin better?
Yep.
Eey, that's weird.
Yep. But unlike in the OB's office, it was heated up. So that was nice. So it was warm gel. I have no idea. Hopefully it'll go to a radiologist who will then come back and say, hey, false alarm, nothing's wrong with your kidneys, you can go home tomorrow.
Good.
So that's what we're hoping for.
All right. Positive vibes.
Positive vibes. But I'd much rather talk about maple syrup.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And so the And DJ, just to recap, you've been making maple syrup in your yard for how long have you been tapping trees?
We've been we were just trying to decide today how long it's been. Around 10 years I've been making maple syrup. I do it with a friend of mine who lives just a few miles away, and we just tap the trees in our yard and our neighbors' yards. We, this year, I think, have maybe 7 or 8 trees tapped, something like that, maybe a few more. And I was actually, this is a true story, I walked in today, and Dan Cook, who produces for Chad Hartman, he walked in and he said, do you smell something weird? And I go, I'm sorry, that's me. Because I changed clothes.
What?
And because last Sunday was my turn to boil at my house, but my buddy has Thursdays off. So he's in his driveway making maple syrup right now. And I stopped there on my way in to say hi and help him out and have a pancake. And I changed clothes, but I still smell like smoke from standing out and making syrup. So it's a good thing you guys aren't here, because the whole studio probably
you
smells
are so
at this point.
Funny.
I'm sorry.
You are funny.
No sweat. And by the way, the maple syrup you gave me, it's possibly the best I've ever had.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
The flavor and the consistency, it's perfect.
Good,
so
good. I'm glad.
All right. Hit us with your best shot.
Okay, here we go. A quiz about making maple syrup. This first one, we'll start with Jordana. And this is the question I get, like, every single time I talk to somebody about maple syrup. How many gallons of sap, of maple sap that flows out of a maple tree, does it take to make a gallon of maple syrup? So is the ratio, is it 20 to 1 or 35 to 1 or 50 to 1?
Whoa.
So gallons of sap.
Yep, gallons of sap that get boiled down to get 1 gallon of syrup.
Whew.
20.
What was the first one?
20, 35, 50.
I'm going to say 20.
No. Middle, 35.
Yes, 35 is correct. It takes 35 gallons
of
sap.
That's a lot.
So for example, today we're trying. My buddy's trying to boil down about 80 gallons of sap, which is how much we've collected in 3 days. It's been running really great. Thanks, Paul, because of the weather. Yeah. We've collected 80 gallons of sap, and we're trying to get around 2 gallons of syrup.
I'm glad somebody's happy.
Yeah.
And you've collected. You just kind of like turn on a spigot and leave it there? Do you have to babysit it the whole time? How long does it take to collect 1 gallon?
You put a tap. You drill a hole in the tree. You put a tap in, and you put a bucket there, and you wait. And it drip, 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 drip all day.
So you kind of leave it there all day.
You leave it there,
though.
Yeah. You leave it there for 6 weeks.
Okay,
and
okay,
when the weather's good, it'll run. And then you collect it and put it in a different bin and whatever.
It doesn't hurt the tree, right?
No. There's, you know, you only tap it so many times per tree. Like my large trees, I tap 3 times and that's it. So,
that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, Paul, there are several grades of maple syrup, ranging from a golden lager color to a dark brown color. The darker syrup is what? Is the darker syrup sweeter or has more maple flavor or has a thicker consistency? The darker it is, sweeter, more mapley, or thicker consistency?
I'm going to say thicker consistency. Of course.
Well, that's not
Why would
true.
That be right?
And it's actually, it has more maple flavor. So all of the syrup will have the same sweetness, but the darker it is, the more mapley.
Is it like a lager? Like a stout?
It looks, the lighter ones look like a like kind of a lager color. Huh. Yeah, and the darker ones are much darker.
So. Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
I have a lot of questions about the tapping.
Yep.
How many gallons do you get out of one tree?
Like, I have a large maple that's, whatever, 60 years old, and I get about 40 gallons of sap out of that one tree every year, which is one gallon of syrup, which
one
is about
gallon.
What my family uses. So one tree, I tap it 3 times, I get enough syrup for myself. So if you, I mean, look in your backyard. Oh. If you've got one giant maple tree, you could, I mean, it's a lot of work, but you could make enough syrup for your family out of that one tree.
Well, it's a family
and
activity.
Yeah. When you say you tap it, do you use 3 different locations? Do you just tap it on 3 different days?
No.
How does that work?
Yeah, it's different locations. So I drill 3 holes. I put 3 taps. They're, you know, plastic or metal devices that you pound into the tree. And then the way
I'm
I do it is
taps.
I've got little hoses that go to one central bucket that I hang on the tree.
Okay. Do the animals try to steal the sap?
I put a cover on the bucket.
Or so neighbors.
Nobody
you
gets
do.
In there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bad neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm so clueless when it comes to this. I'm fascinated by the whole process, so I think that's awesome. You need to make a video, David, so I can see it.
Okay, I will. Whose turn? Jordana's turn.
Yours.
Yeah. It's my turn. Yeah.
Who produces more maple syrup? Michigan or Vermont or Quebec?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oof.
I'm going to say Quebec because Vermont's so tiny. And Michigan, I don't know. It's just a
wash.
I'm
going to go Vermont.
I'm going to say Quebec.
It's correct. Quebec, Canada,
Quebec?
Produces 3/4 of the world's syrup.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, they got those maple cookies.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, Paul, the next question is for you. In the U.S., who produces the most syrup? Is it Maine or Michigan or Vermont?
I'm going to go Vermont. Yes.
That's right. Yes, Vermont. It's not very
big. Surprising.
Yeah, but Vermont produces a ton. They produce about half of America's. Now, again, Quebec is, you know, way outpaces us, but Vermont produces half of America's.
So it's the quantity of maple trees, the quality of the maple trees, and just the temperatures.
Yeah,
the fact that you get the nighttime lows below freezing.
Yes.
Right?
The climate is the biggest factor. Yeah, and they get a good climate. And we do here, too, but it's not as good, and we don't have as many maples around here.
So. Okay.
Jordana, who made the world's first maple syrup? Was it French colonists in Canada, or indigenous peoples in North America, or pilgrims who needed a sweetener for the pumpkin pie at their first Thanksgiving?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
That was clever, David. That was super clever. What was the first one?
First one was French colonists in Canada.
French colonists.
Or indigenous peoples.
I'm going to go with indigenous people.
That's correct. And we don't really know when they started.
They figured it all out.
Yeah, really? Because the Europeans came over and they were already making it. So,
of course they were, because they knew how to use the land and protect it and use it for good and get all of the riches. Yep. So, of course they did. Yeah.
Okay, I got one more. Paul, this is for you. I think you can tie it if you get this right.
I am crushing it, Paul.
When you're cooking down the maple syrup, how do you know when it's done? A, when it gets to 219 degrees. B, when you reach the desired color. Or C, when it starts to boil over.
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
Good grief.
I realized after I wrote this that these all seem easy to me, but I guess they're not.
I'm going to go with B. Yeah, of course.
No. It's actually
when it boils over?
No, when it reaches...
Is it 7
degrees above boil. So boiling is always
that's
the same, 212.
Hot.
And as it gets thicker and thicker, the boiling temperature increases. And when it gets 7 or 7.5 degrees above boiling temperature, then it's ready.
So Jordana wins
you
the
just
new...
put it in like a
you win
a
the
big
new
soup
car.
Pot?
Right?
Right?
Well,
is that what you put it in?
We boil them outside over in big pans over wood fires. But then once we've boiled all the, you know, dozens and dozens of gallons down to a smaller amount, then yes, we give it an initial strain, put it in a stock pot, bring it inside on the stove, and that's when we're really paying attention to the temperature and other factors and getting it just right.
Very cool.
Boy, this is a lot of work. Really, you got to make like a TikTok about this for me, David, so I can see the whole thing.
What's TikTok?
Yeah.
I know. Okay.
Thank you for saying that.
I'll send my kids
over. All right, Jor.
I bow down to you, Jor. You nailed that. I don't get parting gifts.
I like syrup.
Yeah, I'm very pro syrup. Can we all agree on syrup? Okay. We can all agree on Mike Max. He's next.
We sure can. We sure can.
Maxi Sports, brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. But there's a lot of stuff going on. The Wolves lost. The Wild host Pittsburgh tonight. The Women's Final Four starts tomorrow night.
So exciting.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Hello?
This is exciting. Can you hear us now, Mikey?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah, can you hear me?
Good. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah. What's on your mind? Let's start with Final Four, if that's okay.
Yeah, well, that's tomorrow night, like you said, 6 and 8:30. They'll tip it off. UConn, the late game. They'll have their hands full with Stanford. These teams that have come in are all the top teams in the country. Louisville's got something to prove. They've never won been there and haven't won it. They've been great under Coach Wall since he's been running it. South Carolina, obviously, has had a great run as well. So you got the top teams there. You know, what was Minnesota will focus on Paige Beckers and UConn for sure. These other three teams, I'd say it's a coin toss because it's pretty hard to project who's going to win this thing.
Hey, Maxie, this is the first year the women's tournament can use March Madness, the March Madness branding. That was always reserved for men's games. It's probably about time, don't you think? I mean, Madness applies to men and women.
Well, I don't know who owned the rights to it. Was that a private company or was it the NCAA, do you know?
I think it's I think it's NCAA.
Yeah, but what happens with these things is sometimes private entities, you know, when Pat Riley was coaching the Lakers and he got a patent on three-peat. So anything merchandise that sold and said three-peat, he got a piece
really?
Of. And then, you know the guy that says, let's get ready to rumble?
Don't say it.
Yeah, you can't say it, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you can't say it because he's got that copyrighted. And so a lot of these things, you know, private industry gets involved in, and they get their hands on it, and they own it, and then they decide where it goes.
No, you can't say a lot of things about the Olympics or that big football game that happens
in late
January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Maxie, where are you today? What are you covering?
Coming back, I was speaking in Wadena to a group of irrigation association farmers, et cetera. They came from as far away as Oregon and Washington, a great big couple thousand of them. And it's really fun to sit with them. Starting center for the New York Jets was amongst them because his grandfather owned some John Deere dealerships. So it was an eclectic group. But I got to tell you, there's about 7 inches of snow probably on the ground there. And all of a sudden, you get down towards Rice and all the Rice, Minnesota. I mean, and it's just gone. The snow is gone. And then they told me that they said, yeah. And if you go from here to Fargo, it's about 12 inches of snow. And I wasn't ready. I mean, you cross country ski up there right now.
Wow,
that's a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was up there right after the tornado, an F4 tornado hit Wadena a few years back, and amazed by the resilience of the people up there, and they built the town back stronger, but that thing was a beast that came through. Maxie, what's on your show?
I'm off tonight because I'm getting back late from here, so Steve will be on. They have a great show. He's going to talk a lot of Final Four women's basketball for sure and break down the brackets as we know it, and of course the men's Final Four with the Duke-North Carolina matchup coming up Saturday has you know, that's about as front page as you can get, given that, you know, given their long history rivalry, the fact that they're about 10 miles apart in Coach Krzyzewski's last game. So that'll be a blockbuster, and Steve's got some interesting angles on that.
Cool. Okay.
Hey, we got about a minute left, Maxie, but we were talking with the creators of a male birth control pill. Pill that you dudes take that suppresses, you know, sperm production and was 99% effective. Do you think guys will take it?
Yes, I do. But I mean, I just don't relate to that. So
yeah, you have kids. You're not in that space. I get it.
These single guys out there, they better be careful.
You work with athletes who, you know, have a lot of power and influence and money, and I bet a lot of women around.
Well, and I wonder who will be the first one to step up and do an endorsement on it.
Yeah. That's a good question.
We'll be a rock star.
A good question.
Who do you get your money on?
Mike Max.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.